my Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy it. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller.
What's up, everybody? Joe Miller, voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast. And my guess is you are missing some exclusive content from the Overreaction podcast. What does that mean? That means that I have my own RSS feed inside of whatever platform you are listening to this podcast on, the Overreaction Show. I know that a lot of you are navigating over to the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network feed, and you're basically getting it there every single week. However, when you do that and you don't subscribe to my own personal RSS feed, you're missing out on the pregame content. You're missing out on my reposts of the Hump Day Hotline. Any special content or bonus pods that I'm doing, you are missing because they're not found on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network primary feed. So this is what I want you to do. Get into your whatever platform you're listening to, search Overreaction Bills. My show will come up, subscribe to it, rate it, leave a comment, and then let's rock this thing. What is going on, Bills Mafia? Bills Mafia, what is going on? Welcome into the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast, as always, Joe Miller. And you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And let me just say welcome. Welcome into the show. If this is the first time you've ever listened, if you are a longtime listener, I'm just glad you're here. Whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, on the commute to work, or at the gym with your AirPods in, let me just say one more time, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart this Christmas, welcome. Your Buffalo Bills are 11-3. They are the AFC East division champions for the first time in 25 years. They're headed to New England, to Foxborough, to play the New England Patriots in a football game where the Buffalo Bills have not swept the New England Patriots in, I don't even know, almost 20 years, since 2002 or 2003, I think, something like that. I don't remember the last time they've won in Foxborough. It wasn't as long ago. I did not check that. And as I'm sitting here kind of rambling off my notes, I'm now asking myself questions that I don't have the answers to. That's never the best way to do a podcast. Anyways, if you like my content, do me a favor. Before we get started, before we really get into this, if you like my content, please do me a favor and share it on social media. So on Facebook, share it, or if you're on Twitter, share it, or I don't even know how to tell you, just share it on Instagram. But whatever you're on social media wise, share it, or tell a friend. So if you're at the office or you got a family member that loves the Buffalo Bills and you're like, you know what, I listen to this show, like, and this dude is like, he's my favorite, he's my go-to guy. Like, he's the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast, and some people call him the voice of Bills Mafia. But he pretty much encapsulates how I'm feeling all the time. And you know what? You should listen to him too. So this is how you're going to find him. Do me a favor. Help me broaden my platform and help me extend my reach by doing me that one super big solid of just sharing this podcast with your loved ones, if you will, as we head into the 2021, the year 2021, and we head into the playoffs as the Buffalo Bills, as we just talked about, are the number 2 seed currently. Got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do in this football game against the Patriots, as the Steelers have won. So the Steelers this weekend won their football game against the Colts, so they are right there with us, which basically means that we've got some work to do to keep that number 2 seed. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you know what? It's been a little bit since we've chatted, Bills Mafia. The Bills had a little bit of a bye week, like a little mini bye week, having not played since last Saturday in Denver against the Broncos. And like, due to the fact that like they went from Saturday to Monday, it actually gave us content creators a little bit of a respite, a little bit of a break. It's been kind of nice. It was probably Friday of this week, Thursday, Friday of this week, and I was like, huh, I kind of miss my overreaction, folks. Now, I'm not going to feel that way on Tuesday morning when I have been up Monday night until 3 o'clock in the morning doing my game recap, but hopefully it's all good news, right? Hopefully it's all good news. And, you know, speaking of primetime games, this is the fourth primetime football game in a row. The Bills have had 4 in a row. And I'm done talking about the 1 p.m. games. I'm done talking about how everybody wants 1 p.m. games and, oh, it just isn't the same unless the Bills are on at 1 p.m. Listen, this past weekend, we had football on Friday. We had football all day on Saturday. We had football all day on Sunday. And the NFL weekend, week 16 of the NFL, gets capped off with a primetime football game against the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. Yes, please. Give me more of that. That's what I want. The amount of football that I was able to now I have the Sunday ticket. Shameless plug. Even though they don't pay me, they should. I have the Sunday ticket, so I can hop around and jump around and pretty much watch any game that I want to watch during the weekend. I do watch a lot of Red Zone, which the Red Zone is kind of annoying because it doesn't really give you full context of what's going on in football games. Where Red Zone is clutch is in the last 20 minutes of all the 1 o'clock games. That's where like Red Zone is amazing, because that's when all the action's really starting to happen and like everybody's kind of coming back or doing their thing, or interceptions are happening, or like crazy important sacks or touchdowns are happening. Like the last 20 minutes of every football game are great Red Zone. Like that window from like 3:30 to 4, 3:30 to 4:10 on Red Zone is amazing. Otherwise, Red Zone's it's kind of white noise in the background, as you're just basically, it's a fantasy watchers program, if you will. But I loved just having so many single games on this weekend, Friday, 3 on Saturday. Obviously the games on Sunday, 1 o'clock, the games on Sunday, 4 o'clock, 4:30, and then the Sunday night game. And then obviously we get to cap it off, which is amazing in and of itself. Yes, give me more of that. Give me all the football. All the time. I'll take it. I'm not going to say no to it. But as I said, ladies and gentlemen, you were listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator. Who is the Market Dominator, you might ask? Well, the Market Dominator is my very good friend, John Spascheck. And John Spascheck is a real estate broker with Keller Williams. Keller Williams is the number one largest real estate brokerage in the world. And John Spascheck is actually one of the top real estate agents in Buffalo. Now, here's the thing. Not only is John in Buffalo, but he can help you anywhere in the country. So no matter where you are, John can help you buy a home or sell a home. But inside of Buffalo, where John excels, he's just a gift. I don't know how to say it any other way than that. I've used John. The majority of my friends have used John. A lot of people that listen to this show have used John. They found him through this show. And the reality is this, he's consistently ranked in the top 100 realtors. He opens doors through exceptional client care and education. And not only does he help you sell your home for top dollar, but he leads you through the entire transition process of selling and buying your next home as a life transition specialist would. You can reach John cell phone. I'm giving you his cell phone number, yo. You don't even have my cell phone number, but you're getting John's. 716-570-3298. The number again, 716-570-3298. You can reach him via email, yourelitebroker@gmail.com. You can also reach him on Twitter with the same handle, @yourelitebroker. And guess what? John is also Bills Mafia. I say it to you every week. So around the NFL, we talked a second ago that the Steelers have had won their football game this weekend, which means that the fight is on officially for the number two seed heading into playoffs in the AFC East or in the AFC division. Why does that matter? Why does the number two seed matter? I see a lot of people talking about it. I see a lot of people talking about resting players, resting starters, you know, not wanting to get anybody hurt. Here's the thing. The number two seed is extremely important. It hasn't been important to us in a very, very long time because we haven't really been in the playoffs in some type of scenario where it mattered in a very long time. This is why the number two seed matters. Rest, number one. Rest, rhythm. Rhythm and routines is important. Well, Joe, how are they getting more rest? Well, they're getting more rest because they're not having to prepare for flights. Not only the flight to the game, staying in a hotel room, not sleeping in their own bed, which I would think a lot of you, think about this for a second. There's a number of you listening to this podcast. There's probably 1,000 of you, 2,000 of you listening to this podcast right now that hate sleeping in hotel rooms. Now imagine being 6'4", 280 pounds and sleeping in a hotel room. These guys don't like it easy either. They don't get good sleep. So no flights. So no flight to the game, no hotel room, no flight home from the game. So like this weekend, for instance, the Bills aren't going to get home from New England, which is a relatively short flight until probably what? 3, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Stadium familiarity. So knowing and understanding what the weather is going to be like in the stadium, sight lines in the stadium, just understanding what to expect or what to feel from the stadium. That is a huge thing. And there's also this year going to be the outside chance for fans, not only in the stadiums that they could potentially go to, but also in Bill Stadium. For those of you that have not heard, New York State is working with the Department of Health and the Buffalo Bills to allow some silly small number of 6,700 fans in the stadium. And I say it's silly because the Chiefs have had fans in their stadiums all the way back to preseason. And they've grown that number through. I think they're at like 15 or 20,000 now in that stadium. They've had no outbreaks. They've had no issues with COVID. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills are now just talking about figuring out a way, or the New York State is figuring out a way to have fans in the stadium for the playoff games. And the number is less than 10%. But it is what it is. We're not going to get into the weeds of that. But here's why it's important as well. You know, and I know that a lot of you talk about this. You know, we just talked about the fans. We talked about rest. We talked about rhythm. We talked about routines. We talked about not having to be on an airplane, sight lines, stadium familiarity, and the weather and how the wind blows inside of your home stadium because you've played so many games there. And I've heard people, and I've been on Twitter with people as well that have been like, well, Josh Allen would much rather play in a dome. Josh Allen would much rather play in a warm city. Josh Allen would much rather play someplace where there's not like cold weather, where it's good weather. First of all, that's bunk. I'm so over the narrative. Why does there always have to be a narrative with every player? Every player, it's like, well, got to have it. Well, and once a narrative is debunked, then we got to like move on to the next narrative. Josh Allen, we've talked about it on this show. I've talked about it on the Hump Day Hotline on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on the Buffalo Fanatics Multicast Network. Josh Allen does not have a problem with weather. Yes, he's had a couple games in his career where the weather has limited or has been a little bit of a struggle, both for him and the opposing team's quarterback and the opposing team. But Josh Allen also threw for 400 yards against the Dolphins in the rain. Josh Allen also threw in the wind and the cold in Denver. Josh Allen threw in the cold and the snow in Buffalo against the Steelers. Josh Allen does not have a problem with cold or the weather or the wind. So let's just stop talking about that. And if you want to carry that conversation on to the point where context is brought in and it matters, let's do this. Josh Allen would rather play in warm weather, or Josh Allen would rather play someplace not in Buffalo because the weather's going to be bad and it's going to be cold. Okay, here you go. Kansas City Chiefs, outside stadium. I used to live in Missouri. It's going to be cold there, and it's possibly going to snow. And oh, by the way, there's going to be fans in the stadium, a lot of them. Cleveland, oh, outside stadium. It's going to be cold there. It's possibly going to snow. And guess what? They allow fans in their stadium. Pittsburgh, outside. It's cold. It's possibly going to snow. I've got in my notes, no fans. I actually couldn't tell you if they've got fans. I don't think they do allow fans. Regardless, it's still going to be outside cold, possibly snowy. Baltimore, it's an outside stadium. It's going to be cold, a little bit, probably a little bit warmer than Buffalo, Cleveland, and KC, but it's going to be cold. Snow, maybe not. I don't know. They also do not allow fans. Tennessee, it's going to be outside. It's going to be chilly and cold, probably not snowy. There's going to be fans in that stadium. Miami, There you go. Now we're having a conversation. Oh, but Joe, Miami. Well, Miami's not going to get a home playoff game. But yes, it is Miami. It is the Sunshine State. It is on the southern tip, and it's going to be probably 50, 60, 70 degrees down there if somehow a playoff game ends up in Miami, but they are going to have fans. The Colts, who are now on the outside looking in because of the Steelers' win over them, they're the only team in the AFC race with a dome. The only one. So you might as well just stop checking that box in your mind about how Josh Allen would rather play someplace where it's not going to be cold outside and possibly snowing. Because every place Josh Allen is going to play is going to be cold outside and possibly snowing. And oh, by the way, probably have fans, which is a big one. Because home field matters this year, specifically because every team or most of the teams we talked about are going to have fans in their stands. And the Bills, by the way, it's being worked on right now that we will as well. It's big. It's really big. And the other conversation that seems to be coming up a lot this weekend is about whether or not this game matters or these last two game matters and should we rest players. This game matters. The number two seed matters. And so is because the Steelers won and the Bills are still tied with the Steelers, the Bills are going to have to beat the Patriots in this football game. And oh, by the way, the Bills are going to have to beat the Dolphins more than likely at 1 o'clock next week at Bills Stadium in order to ensure and keep that number two seed, which I just went through a list of reasons why the number two seed is important. And to top all of that off, when you come down to the number two seed, if by chance, some miracle chance, the Kansas City Chiefs, who, let's be honest, are not playing good football, if the Kansas City Chiefs get knocked off in round two by whoever they play, the AFC Championship game goes through Buffalo. However, the Bills are going to have to win out. They're going to have to beat the Patriots in this football game. They're going to have to beat the Dolphins next week. They're going to have to win out. Here's the thing. If the season ended today, right now where you're sitting, whether you're around your cup of coffee, whether you're in the car driving to work, or you're at the gym, if the season ended right now with a win against the Patriots, the Buffalo Bills would get the Browns right now. That's who they're seeded against, the Browns. If they lose, they would get the Ravens. Think about that for a second. Yes, both those games would be in Buffalo. But if I'm picking one of those teams, the Browns or the Ravens, to play right now, I'm taking the Browns all day. The other fun thing is the fact that the Bills could pretty much shut out the Dolphins from being in the playoffs by beating them next week. How fun does that sound? The Bills can actually end the Dolphins' run this season and all the hype that they had just by beating them. And I believe if they beat the Dolphins next week and the Colts win, the Colts are in, which is an interesting conversation. And then there's a chance that the Colts could potentially have to come to Buffalo. I haven't worked through the playoff scenarios next week. All I can tell you is right now, if the season ended right now and the Bills beat the Patriots, they would play the Browns at home. If they lose to the Patriots, if the season ended right now or after this game, they would play the Ravens at home. And please, I would much rather play the Browns than the Ravens. Now, with that, let's move on quickly to the Patriots game. As far as I can tell, so first things first, if you have not heard, TJ Yeldon has contracted COVID. He is on the COVID list. There has been no contact tracing information. I actually delayed the recording of this podcast a couple hours because the news dropped about TJ Yeldon, and they said 6 hours ago, that the Bills had found out about this. And I was like, well, I'm going to wait a couple more hours. So I had a great conversation with my buddy Colt. We just chatted up just about all things Bills Mafia and stuff and grinding and content creation and like trying to get into this whole thing as far as like doing this thing that we do as hobbyists and what it means and how fun it's been this year and all that cool stuff. And Colt's from Built in Buffalo, just in case you didn't know who I was talking about. Awesome dude. You should follow him on Twitter. I was like, I'm going to wait a couple hours just to find out if any more information comes out. Well, nothing has since the recording of this podcast. So as of right now, it's just TJ Yeldon. However, there is no definite word right now who's starting at quarterback for the Patriots, but it's trending and it's looking like it's going to be Cam Newton, which, depending on how much you believe in the Bills defense, that'll rest with you a little bit different than if Jarrett Stidham was playing, right? Because there's a lot of people like me that, you know, Cam makes me a little bit nervous. Cam is, for the same reasons that I don't want to see Lamar. Cam is a big, strong, powerful runner. And they can do things and they can scheme things to get to allow him to have some success. Now, enough success that it's going to make a difference? I don't know. But if you're telling me that you're going to put me in a world where you're going to stop Cam from running, you're going to drop nine into the box, eight, nine in the box, or whatever you got to do, eight, you know, and you're going to say, hey, Cam, beat us with your arm, I like those odds. Now, Jared Stidham, you know, the Bills are clearly going to commit to stopping the run if Cam starts. Clearly going to commit to stopping the run. And they're going to make him beat him with his arm, like I just said, which I don't think, as I just repeated, I don't think he can do. Jared Stidham, on the other hand, they may just play him straight up. Because Jared, he's a lesser quarterback than guys like Locke. He's a lesser quarterback than a guy like Tua at this point. Jared isn't going to like destroy you with his arm. He clearly can't run. From a running standpoint, you know, Burkhead is not playing in this football game. I think Harrison will be back in this football game. You know, it's funny because like the Patriots, their injury report, half the team is on the injury report, and they're all listed as limited, and they're all listed as questionable, which means for me, all of them are probably going to play. So I would expect to see Harrison in this game. So I don't want to see the dual head threat or triple between Sony Michel, this Harrison kid, and Cam. Like for me, like that just spells trouble against the Bills defense that's had trouble against the run this season, as we know. And they had some trouble against the run a little bit last season too. Give me Cam only if we're in a position where we can get him stopped, force him to beat us with his arm. However, I would rather see Stidham. There's a chance we could see them both in this football game. There's a chance that Cam could play for a half, have no success, and then they throw Stidham out there, and we'll kind of see. Regardless, I don't think that changes from any standpoint what the Buffalo Bills are going to do on offense. I think, and I'm terribly, terribly interested and excited to see how Bill Belichick is going to play Josh in this football game. And a lot of that reason is because I see, and I think Belichick will as well, because Belichick is not Pete Carroll. Belichick is not Robert Saleh, and Belichick is not, you know, Fangio, where like these guys kind of did a little bit of research, but they really didn't get a whole lot into the research. Belichick is going to do his homework. He's going to know all about Josh Allen first four games, second set of four games, third set of four games, and what's happened even last week and the week before. I'm really excited to see, because I believe that this football team, specifically on offense, is a wholly different team than they were the first time around the Bills. I mean, number one, Josh Allen isn't hurt. He was kind of coming off of that injury. He was getting later, but he was still limited. They're clicking and firing, and the confidence and execution that this offense has right now is totally different than it was back then. Back then, they were kind of still finding themselves. You're talking about a guy in Josh Allen now that can beat Bill Belichick and his guys in man, which they don't have, as I just told you, Stephon Gilmore. Josh Allen can also beat you in zone. Not only that, he can beat you with his legs. Josh Allen is also adept at this point to use his cadence and motion to discover what defense that they're bringing at him play by play. I am looking forward to, and I think to me this is like one of the last cherries on top in the development of this football team. If they come out and they allow Josh just to be Josh in this game, they come out and they just, you know what, they're going to spread him out and they're going to allow Josh to deal. John Brown's coming back in this football game. As you know, we just let Kumaro go, who unfortunately got picked up by the Saints. I promise you the Bills wanted him back, but he got picked up by the Saints, and that's good for them because he's a good player. They need help. Regardless, John Brown's coming back to this football team. So they're going to be multiple all across the field as far as like with threats and abilities. I think they're going to do exactly what we've watched them do, the Buffalo Bills, that is, against the Pats defense, meaning pass first and use the pass to set up the run. But I'm excited to see how Bill Belichick lines up and how he intends to stop Josh Allen. And I'm really excited to see how Brian Daboll schemes against Bill Belichick, because I firmly believe, I hope you can hear the confidence in my voice. I hope you can hear it. I firmly believe if the Bills just line up, if they just line up against this Patriots team and punch them in the mouth, they can beat them. Like literally, the talent we have, the ability we have to execute, and who we are as a football team on both sides of the ball, both sides and in special teams, more than matches the wits or the abilities of this Patriots team. I want to see the Bills just come out and manhandle this Patriots football team. To me, the Bills should be confident, not cocky, hungry and humble, which we've heard about all year, and ready to do one more thing that has not been done in almost 20 years, which we talked about, which is sweep the Patriots. And oh, by the way, If they beat the Patriots and sweep the Patriots, next is the Dolphins. That game is going to be important, as we talked about. If they beat the Dolphins next week, now you're talking about them sweeping the AFC East, and I honestly have no idea when the last time that happened. I couldn't even tell you. It had to be during the Jim Kelly years. I don't know when. But you, how should I feel? You're asking me, well, Joe, how should I feel about this football game? I already told you. Bills Mafia, you should be confident for a number of reasons. Not only for all the stuff that I'm telling you already just about the way these two teams match up, how Bill Belichick is going to see Josh Allen and what Josh Allen should be able to do and Brian Daboll should be able to do against a Bill Belichick defense at this point, how the Bills defense is going to stack up, who's still growing and finding themselves. They're peaking at the right time. How they're going to stack up against Cam or against Jared Stidham or against that run game or against those no-name wide receivers, right? Another big reason that you should be confident is this game doesn't mean anything outside of the number two seed. The Buffalo Bills are the AFC East champs. That cannot be taken away. The Buffalo Bills are the AFC Eastern Division champs. That cannot be taken away. Therefore, this game, if the Bills lose this week and they lose next week, it doesn't matter. We're still the AFC East champs. We're still going to get at least one home playoff game. That's exciting. And the reality is should it come down to it, and should the Buffalo Bills lose this football game and, you know, whatever happens next week and they lose that number two seed, I would leave you with this. Seedings aside, right? So regardless of where the Buffalo Bills get seeded going into this playoff run, there's no one in the AFC playoff list who scares me. And I know this might sound weird because you're thinking the Chiefs. It's not the Chiefs. There's no one in this playoff list who scares me except Lamar. And it's only because of his legs and his love for the middle of the football field. The Chiefs right now do not scare me. The Chiefs are not playing, in my opinion, their best football. The last several weeks, they've had some trouble with opponents. They've had some trouble in halves. They've had some trouble with turnovers. This past weekend, Pat Mahomes threw an interception in the red zone, and it was a bad, bad interception. Like, it was not, he threw it right to the guy. Like, it was like, what were you looking? Even the announcers were like, he was standing in the throwing lane. Like, what was he looking at? The Chiefs don't scare me. The Chiefs legit don't scare me as much as Lamar's do. And maybe that's just PTSD lingering in me. But for the most part, that's the only guy I'm worried about. So be confident in this football game against the Patriots Bills Mafia, because we're here. We're here for it, and it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be fun. And at the end of the day, if the Bills don't win, it doesn't really matter. So just take that with you and take it for what it's worth. This is not one of those games where there's going to be a lot to, you know, there's not a lot on the line. There's not a lot riding on it. So, but with that, let's do this. Let's get into the Bills Mafia Time to Shine segment. Bills Mafia Time to Shine is the opportunity for you to record on your phone your takes for this football game. And then email them to me. The Bills Mafia Time to Shine is brought to you by Ambit Design. Your logo and brand is supposed to represent who your business is and help you stand out against your competitors. Does your branding do that? If not, reach out to Matt and Ambit Design, and they'll help you build a brand that actually works for you. Matt Gavenda is Bills Mafia, just like you and me, and he's ready to help you get this right. So go to ambitdesign.com right now, just to say hi if you need to. Or you can reach out. Is my guy Dave Thorpe from across the pond. Dave, what are you thinking?
Hey, Joe. Hope you're well. Belated Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
My thoughts for this week for the Pats game. Time to finally put 20 years of pain behind us and sweep the Pats this season. I'm going to predict a defensive and a special teams touchdown. I know, crazy talk, 3 weeks in a row, but against Cam and this team, it's easily doable. Nice. The only place we're matched really is special teams. Other than that, we should wipe the floor with these guys.
Wipe the floor.
28 to 10, Bills. The king is dead. Long live the king. Go Bills.
I love it. That was the title of my Hump Day Hotline show last week. The king is dead. So yes, the king is dead. Thank you, Dave. Dave Thorpe. You can find him on Twitter at @SaxaDave. He's been on point, and I love his takes. But thank you, Dave, for being part of the show. The next one is from Garrett Johnson. Garrett, what you got for me?
Hey, Joe. I think this is going to be a big game from Josh Allen. I think he's going to have I'd say 5 touchdowns.
Wow.
4 passing, 1 on the ground.
My fantasy team.
I think Stephon Diggs will have minimum 10 catches. I don't know if he'll have 100 yards, but I'll say over 90 and 1 touchdown.
Nice.
I think Singletary is going to have a receiving touchdown to get the Bills the record for most different players with a receiving touchdown.
Oh, that's a great take. That's a great take.
I think the defense is going to show up, cause a couple turnovers. I think Cam's been really shaky this year. And I think that Trey White will have 1 forced turnover, whether it's a fumble or a pick.
It's a lot.
I don't think the defense will have a touchdown this week. I think the offense is going to, you know, score all the points. Tyler Bass, at least 1 field goal.
Nice.
I'll go final score 41 to 9. I think 3 field goals from the Pats.
I love it.
The 5 touchdowns from Josh Allen, and Tyler Bass goes 2 for 2. That's my prediction. Love the show. You're the man, Joe. And
thank you.
I appreciate you, man. Go Bills.
Go Bills. I love all that. So that's fan. He had a lot in there. Like, there was a lot of good stuff in there. I love the, so Josh Allen's on my fantasy team and I'm getting crushed because the guy I'm playing has Alvin Kamara in the championship and he's got Tom Brady. So I'm getting smoked right now. So I need about 10 touchdowns from Josh Allen. I loved all that. So for those of you that don't know, Josh Allen right now has thrown a touchdown pass to 12 different receivers this season, which is a tie for the NFL record. And the Bills have had 13 different guys receive or catch touchdowns, and Josh Allen is one of those guys. So if they get one more, then they actually have the NFL record. So that's actually a great take. I love that take, and would love to see Devin with a touchdown reception or somebody else. But that's great. Thank you, Garrett, for being a part of the show. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the comments as well. The next one is from my guy, Brian Bowers, who is a fan of the show, and I love his content. I love the fact that he's always in on this, and I keep saying it. Somebody needs to give him a show. Brian, what you got?
Yo, Joe, Brian Bowers. How's it going, my guy? I hope your holidays, your Christmas was a good one.
Fantastic.
My takes this week on the Bills-Patriots Monday Night Festival in Foxborough. Honestly, Joe, this game really shouldn't be, I mean, it shouldn't be close. I mean, I don't mean it's going to be like a blowout, but it should be a pretty convincing win by the Bills. Let's just be realistic. The Patriots are awful.
Awful.
Cam Newton looks like a shell of himself, what he used to be. They have really no weapons. You know, Jacoby Myers is the leading receiver. If he was on our team, he'd be on the practice squad. You know what I mean? So,
That's
taking
a good take.
This game, you know, Bills should win by the likes of like a score of 24, maybe 27 to, I'm going to say 9. I mean, I really don't think it should be all that close.
I think 10. Dave said 10.
I don't know how the Patriots are going to move the ball against the Bills defense that's been playing lights out for the last 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Super good.
I think we'll get over 100 yards rushing again like we did in Denver with the combination of Moss, Singletary, and of course our MVP candidate, Josh Allen. Diggs, without Stephon Gilmore, that's going to be a problem for them. Whether J.C. Jackson's lined up him or not, you know, Diggs is just there's a reason why he has 111 catches for 1,314 yards. The guy's a route technician.
Having a career.
And so is Beasley in the slot, in a sense. We should be able to move the ball. The only thing I'm thinking is the game plan might be more run balanced instead of us being so pass heavy. Although I think we should just do what we do best, like I always say. I don't know if John Brown's playing in this game.
He should. He should.
But if he is, my hot take is John Brown coming back gets at least 80 yards receiving
and
a touchdown if he was playing this game. I don't know if the Pats are going to start Cam or they're going with Jarrett Stidham. I mean, either option is not a good matchup for them against the Bills. I think the Bills will get, I'm going to say Bills get 2 turnovers, 1 fumble recovery and 1 pick. I think the pick is going to come from Micah Hyde.
Ooh.
I mean, Andre Roberts has been close, man, but I think he's not going to break one until the playoffs. I'm going to think that's what's going to happen. We least expect it in the playoffs.
Nice.
So that's my take, short and sweet.
Nice.
Nothing special about the past team this year, thank God. Go Bills.
Go Bills. So, yeah. So, I love the I love all that stuff, Brian. Great job. For me, it was interesting because, like, Moss and Singletary, I think the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems the Bills have on this football team, outside of not having a legit, bona fide, quality backup to Josh Allen, is the fact that they don't have a bell cow running back. They don't have a number one. In my opinion, from what I've seen from Singletary, is Singletary is a complimentary football running back. And at this point, from what I've seen, so is Zach Moss. And I apologize. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I love those guys. I love Moss and Singletary, but they are literally a 2A and a 2B, in my opinion. The Bills are going to have to do something in the offseason to get a downhill, smash people in the face running back that literally can take over games when they need it or when they just want it to happen. So, yeah, Brian, thank you for being a part of the show. The next one we got is from Caleb Zweigel. Caleb, this is the first time sending it in. So, Caleb, what you got for me?
How's it going, Joe? Caleb Good. Here. I'm a big fan of your podcast. You Appreciate do that. Great work.
Appreciate that.
My bold prediction is that Devin Singletary catches a touchdown.
That would be
to be the 14th player 13th. On a team You're close. To score a touchdown.
14th.
And break the record.
14th, yes.
And that Josh Allen goes 350, three touchdowns, no picks, and a rushing touchdown.
Nice.
Stephon Diggs has a 200-yard game.
Woo! 200 yards for Stephon Diggs. Go Bills, Caleb. I like that prediction. Yeah. So 13th for Josh Allen, 14th for the team. That would be an amazing thing. So that's two people that have predicted the Devin Singletary touchdown. So that's exciting. And it seems like everybody's got the Patriots not scoring a whole lot of points in this football game. The next one is from my guy, Richard Rush, longtime listener and fan of the show. Also a big-time fan and a contributor over at on the Hump Day Hotline. But Richard, thank you for being a part of the show. What you got for me there, brother? Talk to me.
Hey, Joe. This is Richard Rush. Just wanted to do this for the first time, leave my hot take. The Steelers lost today, so that means the Bills definitely got to keep playing and winning. So yep. I'm looking for a very dominant performance from the defense.
Me too.
Josh Allen's going to do what Josh Allen does.
Let him cook.
Without Gilmore, doesn't matter if they start Stidham or Cam. I don't see New England having a chance. Doesn't matter if they're at home or not. I don't think even the great cheater, Bill Belichick, can find a way to stop our team.
Love it. Love it.
I don't want to give a score prediction because usually if I give a high score prediction, it's a close game.
Oh, I get it.
So I'm not going to get down that road. I'm just looking for a dominant performance. And we'll definitely be playing our starters come week 17 as well, just to keep that number two seed. So hoping everybody had a Merry Christmas and everybody has a happy holidays. And go Bills.
Oh, Richard, that was awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year and all that good stuff. Yeah, I totally get the non-desire to give a score prediction. Totally, completely, 1,000% understand that. And of course, no Bills Mafia Time to Shine segment would be complete without T. Estelle, host of the Not Your Average podcast. So what do you got there for me, T? Welcome into the show once again.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
So my hot take for the Patriots against the Buffalo Bills is that we go up there and we win this game 30-17.
Nice.
Patriots fans are upset still because the banner is there. Moss is going to have another great game. I think that the starters will start, but I think Gabriel Davis will have a great game.
Nice.
Josh is going to be Josh, of course, but I think Matt Barkley is going to come in and play some of this game as well.
Nice.
I think that Josh Norman, this is my hot take.
Uh-oh.
Josh Norman will have an interception.
Ooh.
So,
bring it.
Yeah. We're going to win the game 30-17.
30-17.
Go Bills. We are in the playoffs. Yes. We are the AFC East champions. Bills Mafia is on the rise. The banners in Pittsburgh. Yeah, them too. The banner is in New England. They're probably upset. Who cares? Go Bills.
Go Bills. Absolutely love it. T, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was your Bills Mafia Time to Shine segment brought to you by Ambit Design. And I just love the fact that you guys want to be a part of the show, that you have hot takes. I love the fact that every single time we do this, like, everybody's predicting the Buffalo Bills to win. We've had the luxury so far of nobody predicting a loss, which has been great. And this week, oh man, if I had to give you a prediction, so we've talked a lot and the show is pretty much over. I'm going to close it out with a score prediction and a stat line for me for Josh Allen. Josh Allen's stat line. So I need Josh Allen to get like 350 to 400 yards passing in this football game. And I liked the five touchdown hot take. So give me five touchdowns from Josh Allen, four throwing. I like the one rushing. That was good too. And I'll be honest with you. You know what? Pat Mahomes isn't exactly playing well. It'll be interesting to see how, because at the time of this recording, I haven't seen yet Aaron Rodgers play this week. I think that window is open. That door is slightly open for Josh Allen to step in, creep in as the NFL MVP. So I would love to see just Josh put on a show, put on a clinic once again in this football game. But call it 380, 380 yards passing, five touchdowns, four in the air, one on the ground. Score prediction, final score, 35-10. I've got 35-10. The Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots to sweep them for the first time in almost 20 years. But ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast. And you can find me on Twitter, as always, at Joe Miller Wired. And here's the thing. I follow back every member of Bills Mafia. If you are Bills Mafia, you follow me on Twitter, I'll follow you back. And I won't unfollow you unless you tweet porn. So do me a favor. Follow me on Twitter. Interact with me. Talk with me. I try to reply to everybody or respond to everybody that interacts with me. And if you don't tweet porn, I won't unfollow you. So yeah, so keep that up and find me on Twitter. Follow me. Other than that, man, it is such an honor and a privilege to get to do this thing. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. 2021 is around the corner. We're a couple days away from it. The Bills are AFC East champions. We're going to the playoffs. We're peaking at the right time. Man, COVID vaccinations are being administered. There's just a lot. They're going to let Bills Mafia hopefully into the stadium. A lot of things are beginning to look up. We've had a lot to be depressed about this year. There's been a lot of bad things that have happened. It's been not a great year, but we have hope in 2021. We have hope going forward. There's always hope. Joy comes in the morning. And I just want to say this. I still am overwhelmingly thankful and grateful for Buffalo Fanatics, for Pierre, for Rico and Bobby, all the support, all the help, giving me this platform, this opportunity to talk to you guys. I appreciate Judge, the work he does for me on the backside, Dave Tilton, Tilt Money, and just the support that he has been, as well as all of my Buffalo Fanatics family. Merry Christmas to all of you, Clay and Zach and everybody else that's out there. Adam Nannini, you're awesome. I appreciate you. And obviously, you know, Jeremy and Max, just thank you to everybody. Nap, there's just so many guys. There's so many content creators. There's so many of you. And I'm just thankful to be doing this thing as part of the BF family. Let it be known loud and clear that I'm appreciative. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Buffalo Bills going into Foxborough Monday night to beat the Patriots. 35-10 is my prediction. I'll see you on the other side, Bills Mafia. Go Bills.
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap!
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with the movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on, you really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
Freshed Up knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Freshed Up. Freshed Up cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshedup.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.